from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I feel like I'm always trying to be creative and you know, find guys open. Have my head up and be looking around the ice and try to make the right play. Creativity.
Likely number one overall pick of the 2023 NHL draft, Connor Bedard there. Brayton, it's exciting, man. It's exciting times. We just went through the NFL draft, 3 days of craziness. I like that the NHL draft is... I'm a big draft junkie for the NFL, but I like that the NHL draft is like, no, we're going to have everyone in one city. They're all going to sit around tables, and we're going to have it done in like 2 days.
That's the best part about it. It's the best part about it because it gets done in a heartbeat. Night one, round one of the draft, it's the show.
That's every draft. That makes sense.
Right. It's the glamour. It's the glitz of it. It's the prospects come down from sitting with their parents. You see them giving the hugs and the kisses to their moms and dads. They're hugging their siblings.
Oh, yeah.
They put the jersey on. They meet the commissioner. It's great. It's wonderful. And every prospect gets it. It's not like a select few prospects get invited. Every single prospect gets an invite to the draft, especially if they are likely to be drafted at some point during the entirety of the draft. Day two comes around, that's rounds 2 through 7, and it flies by in about 4 to 5 hours.
So great.
It is.
It's so good.
So much faster than the day three of the NFL draft, where it took, 7 hours to complete?
Round five took 1.5 hours. I felt all of that time.
Yeah.
I felt all of that time.
Yeah, because you were on the air with Nate, and then Nate had to leave, and then you took over.
Yeah.
And I remember just listening to you in like round seven. You're like, the Bills are up in like 8 picks, but... they could trade back here again.
I got through the last 2 hours by basically being like, the Bills will not pick again. Like,
well,
I was like, they're going to keep trading. It's going to be amazing.
It would have been nice if they just stayed where they were in the 5th and 6th round, got rid of the, you know, got done with the day, kind of pat their hands and just say, hey, we did a really nice job.
Good job,
I understand
team.
Why they traded back, though, to get more draft capital and especially some future capital next year.
They officially have 10 picks now in next year's draft, which
makes it interesting. It makes it interesting
years.
Because they could use some of that to help play or, you know, help their team out at the trade deadline.
Thank goodness.
They used a 6th rounder on Nyheim or a 4th rounder on Nyheim Himes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
That was it. They had the 7 picks.
Was it 4th or 6th? Either way, they traded Zach Moss, and I think it was a 6. So it was a Moss and 6th for Hines.
Yep.
It's just like you get that extra added capital in the 5th, 6th, 7th round, and it's like, hey, we can go out on the trade deadline, and we can add a really nice piece defensively or offensively and just give up one of the picks that we acquired for this upcoming draft. So be it. Mm-hmm. It helps the Bills. But in terms of hockey, though, like this draft is very unique, very different from like the NFL draft just because of the way that it's handled, especially with like day two. And then not only that,
brutal.
We were talking a little bit in the break. the culture of like mock drafts in the NHL is nowhere close to the NFL. And not only that, even like the past few years, like the amount of people doing NHL mock drafts and like having fun with it is honestly gone down, and it bums me out. Mm-hmm. I always try to get out at least a mock the day of the draft.
Yeah.
Whoever, it's fun. I enjoy doing it. It allows me to kind of read up, refreshen up on some of these prospects coming up. And to be honest, I haven't done as much of it as I would like to this year. I've watched a good number of these prospects. I haven't gotten the chance to see all of them or learn more about all of them. But certainly it's one of those things where in the weeks leading up to this year's draft, I'll probably be trying to do as much of that as possible.
You're going to cram. It's okay.
Yeah.
The college student is still there in you.
It still is there, despite me wanting to shove
there.
It away.
It's still there.
Get out of here.
Cramming, last-minute work, oh, absolutely. That'll never leave you. That'll never leave you. All right, well, speaking of mock drafts, do you want to do it? Let's do it.
Let's do a draft drill here.
Here we go.
All right, so how this works, Zach, in the past, is we go to tankathon.com.
I've had that up all day.
Yes. I mean, we could do this multiple times if you want to before the draft happens. We're 21 minutes and 20 seconds away from the NHL draft lottery, and we're going to do a sim lottery right now. And we've done this several times in the past when the Sabres were in the better running for the NHL draft. But we'll do it here. Will the Sabres get a win in one of the two picks and move up 10 spots? Let's hit sim lottery. And no, the Sabres do not in this one.
Do they stay at 13?
They stay at 13.
Yep. It took Josh Schmidt this morning 13 tries to get it, and we were pretty stoked it only took 13 tries.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here is your top 10 teams. Actually, top 11, because we'll stick with the 11 teams that can win the number one pick. Mm-hmm. 11, Vancouver. No surprise. 10, St. Louis. No surprise. 9, Detroit. No surprise. 8, Washington. No surprise. 7, Philadelphia. No surprise. 6, Arizona. No surprise. San Jose. 5th. Moving down 1. That means Montreal has won one of the top picks in the 2023 NHL draft. Number 4. Chicago moving down 1 slot. Number 3. Columbus moves down 1 slot. So that means Anaheim has won the other draft lottery selection.
Good.
So now this is the part of the program where we say we go to break, we'll come back,
absolutely,
and we'll give you the results of the number one overall pick, give you the team who's going to win Connor Bedard. They won't say that necessarily because they'll keep it so general and generic where it's like everyone knows Connor Bedard's going to this team number one overall, but they're never going to mention Connor Bedard. They'll probably have Connor Bedard as a guest, and it won't be like McDavid when he got picked to Edmonton. And just,
iconic moment for me.
He just looked so dejected with that.
That man
was so hilarious.
Furious that he was going to Western Canada.
Yeah.
He was furious.
He had a chance to go to Buffalo. He had a chance to go to Toronto. He had
he
probably wouldn't have wanted to go to Arizona.
Was Carolina high up there, too?
I think so. I think they were.
Oh, man.
2015 NHL draft. This is where my mind kind of like goes back, and it's like, where did Carolina pick?
Carolina picked 5th. Noah Hanifin.
Yep, that's right. If you had given me like the draft order, because like we did this with like Brayton's Beautiful Mind that you remember because you were helping me out during the days where I ran the morning show, and they would just be like, all right, we're going to go through the 2012 NHL draft. Brayton, pick number 12 belonged to the Flames.
Just
oh, yeah, the Flames. They
that.
They picked this. Oh, what? Either way. Yeah. Okay, we're back from break now. Thanks again, everybody, for sticking with us here. Now let's go to Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly with the reveal of the number one overall pick in the 2023 NHL draft.
You got to milk that, too. You got to take like 30, 40 seconds, opening up the card really slowly.
All right, I'll do my best Bill Daly impersonation.
Tell a story.
The first pick, or actually, no, I got to do this. First off, I'd like to congratulate the two teams that are still here with the number one overall pick, Montreal, Anaheim. Congratulations, and hopefully you will be able to land yourself a really nice player with one of these two picks. Now, with the first overall selection in the winner of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery, the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, there it
so
is.
So Montreal,
there it is, the dream scenario.
The draft lottery for a second straight year. That means they can't win it again the very next year, according to the new draft lottery rules. And Anaheim falls to number two, where they will probably take Adam Fantilli, number two. So Connor Bedard goes one to Montreal. Adam Fantilli goes two to the Anaheim Ducks. And the draft really begins at number three when you get to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Is Columbus a team that would have the patience to take Mitch Goff?
I would say so.
I think they should be. I wonder, though, if Johnny Gaudreau is going to kind of throw a wrench into that, where it's like, but we need our top guy to be with our top free agent signing ever. The first guy that actually chose to go to Columbus and not leave.
But the thing is that with a guy like Michkov, he, you know, will learn from Johnny Gaudreau.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring up the cap-friendly situation with Columbus real quick, just to see kind of where they're at going forward. Oh, cap-friendly with Columbus. Their number one center on the team right now is Jack Roslovic, arguably. Kent Johnson's there as well.
Yep.
Kent Johnson has played more as a winger. Honestly, if I'm the Blue Jackets, I'm probably taking Leo Carlson.
Yeah, you got to get some center depth
because
there.
He is a very big centerman. He's got a lot of potential down the middle. Is he as talented as Michkov? No, but his overall game and his offensive flair that he does provide, and the way he gets to the net. I made mention of this to you during one of the breaks. Leo Carlson kind of reminds me of like a more offensively skilled Tomas Holmstrom, but he's a center instead of a winger.
Yes.
He's a guy that will go to the net, and he's big, too.
That's the thing. Like, if you're Columbus, you're probably, with the lack of center depth that's there, you're probably looking at a team like a Minnesota, who really is a lot of wingers, and Joel Eriksson-Ek, and that's their only center depth. And that kind of killed them in their series against Dallas, where when he was injured and trying to get healthy, they had no one else up the middle. I think they could be a team that really is going to call Kevin Adams a lot about a guy like a Casey Mittelstadt. I think they could be that team. Looking at Montreal real quick and how much of a hellscape scenario this actually is. Cole Caulfield, in 46 games, had 26 goals.
Yep.
I don't want him there.
No.
With then also a guy like a Nick Suzuki. And then...
Yeah, Nick Suzuki.
How do you feel about Juraj Slafkovský? How do you feel about him overall?
Juraj Slafkovský. The 2022 draft class was really weird, just because Shane Wright probably should have been number one. His slide in the draft and leading up to it, just, I don't know how to explain it. I just don't know how to explain it other than just... Some people thought he had a bad attitude, and his production dropped.
His production dropped, and for me, though, it really started coming out quite aggressively like the last 2 months before the draft. Teams do not like his attitude.
Yeah.
And I think it was really telling that a team like Montreal, where Wright is from, did not take him first overall. And then he fell to fourth.
I also just thought about all the people that got the Shane Wright jerseys for the Canadiens.
Yeah,
and then they went Slafkovský, and it was like... if there's any consolation, you could just sell the jersey and then just go buy Connor Bedard in this case, if you really wanted to.
Immediately, you're just like, all right, I guess we won in the end. I guess we won.
I mean, Montreal's in a pretty decent situation. Nick Suzuki is your number one center, eventually, until Connor Bedard takes over, and then he becomes your number two, which is a really good situation.
That's a great one-two right there.
Bedard is so good. Christian Dvorak right now, Kirby Dach, Jake Evans, your center depth as well. Yeah, they're pretty well set up down the middle for a while. They'll be okay if they get Bedard. Then at number four, I think this is where Michkov goes off the board to Chicago.
Chicago feels like a perfect team for him. I don't want them to really do well here, but they would do really well getting Michkov.
Yeah.
They're a team that feels like we're going to go into a hardcore rebuild soon, and that Michkov could just be that prize jewel.
Yeah.
Sitting away in the KHL in their prospect pool, and you're just like, we're just waiting for him to come over here at 21, 22 years old.
Yeah, the problem, though, is that their center depth, especially with Taves gone...
Is also not good. It's really bad.
They could go for a center here, and I mean, if Leo Carlson's off the board, they got Will Smith from the U.S. Development Program. Mm-hmm. They could go with Dalibor Dvarsky from Sweden. He's playing with Sweden, but he's a Slovak, I think I remember seeing correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they go Michkov, they tank another year, and then, they end up with the number one pick in 2024, potentially.
This draft class is just it's so loaded at forward. It is so ridiculous how loaded it is at forward.
San Jose at number five, bringing them up real quick. I mean, then at this point, it's like, okay, Carlson, Michkov, Bedard.
Probably Zach Benson here, though.
Probably Zach Benson, those type of players. Zach Benson. Edward Schala is an interesting name for me from the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who's got the size. He's got the offensive ability. He's a winger.
How'd you pronounce his last name?
Schala.
Okay, it's pronounced Sale.
It's Schala.
There's no way. Oh, man. Hockey names. I'm a big reader, and I have the biggest problem with all of them.
So, yeah, it's not an entire mock, but we just decided to do the top mock.
Montreal. Oh.
Fun times.
I'm going to hate that in about a half hour.
It would be so bad if Montreal ends up getting that. Bedard.
Ugh.
But then it institutes the new rules where it's like, you just won the draft lottery for the last 2 years. You can't win it next year.
Yeah, you better
no
hope,
matter what.
You better hope both of them hit.
If you
not,
win it, it's a redraw, I think.
Yeah, I believe it is the redraw. Going to be interesting. That's in about 40 minutes here. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, wrap up the hour, and get ready for the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery coming up at 8 o'clock. You're listening to the NHL Draft Lottery's special coverage here on the Nightcap. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.